The National Transport Authority yesterday published a significantly revised Bus Connects plan for Cork City after its initial proposals last year resulted in hundreds of objections. The new plan, which aims to quadruple the numbers using public transport and increase cycling and walking by a third, calls for fewer trees to be felled, less compulsory land purchase and the retention of more on-street parking. Anne Graham is Chief Executive of the NTA and joins us now from Cork. A very good afternoon to you, Anne Graham.
Good afternoon,
and welcome to the programme. So what is this? What are the key elements then of this revised plan?
So the key elements, following extensive community consultation over the last number of months, has resulted in us looking at where we wanted to put in place bus lanes that would have impacted on a significant amount of property, as well as on-street trees and parking. And in some locations, we have proposed bus gates, which are a short section of bus lane instead of end-to-end. And that gives us, you know, the same level of bus priority that we wanted to achieve through the scheme, because it's all about improving the bus system and encouraging more people to use sustainable transport. So these are some of the changes that are proposed now this round, and we'd be welcoming the community's responses
so
to this.
So if we take this very contentious issue of felling trees, how many trees will have to come down, and how many fewer is that than envisaged in the original plan?
So we've reduced the numbers by 50%. So there is still some impact, around 700 trees impacted, but a significant reduction, 50% reduction in what was originally proposed. And while we are proposing the removal of trees, we will be obviously replanting more than what we remove as part of the improved landscape that we want to provide as part of Bus Connects.
Yeah. And all of this is going out to a further period of consultation, so people will have a chance to have their views at least taken on board. What about on-street parking? You're going to not take away as much as originally envisaged.
Yes, likewise. So we proposed that we will reduce the amount of on-street parking removal by about 30%. So that was a significant issue that was raised by some communities, and we have responded by reducing the impact. But what we're trying to do, as you would know, Brian, is to try to encourage people to use more sustainable transport. And as we provide better priority and better sustainable transport infrastructure, including cycling facilities, it does have an impact in terms of how we allocate our road space. And we do have to reduce the number of spaces that are allocated, valuable road space that's allocated for parking. But it is now much more limited. And we are putting these out for consultation, and we'd welcome feedback on these new proposals.
93 kilometres, I think, was the original target of bus lanes and bus priority lanes. Has that been significantly reduced?
No, because we still have 91 kilometres of bus lanes and bus priority proposed. So the proposal is to get the bus priority. That's what we need. And you can achieve that by either dedicated bus lanes where the space is available, or where we can make that space available without too much of an impact. And also in terms of bus gates. So we will be retaining 91 kilometres of bus priority across the Cork City.
Has Cork City Council come on board with this? Do you have their backing?
Yeah, we work very closely with Cork City Council, and we've also engaged with the public representatives, and we continue that engagement this morning, and we'll continue it as we work through these designs and proposals. So yes, it's done, because what Cork wants to achieve is a climate neutral city by 2030. So transport emissions are obviously a key component of that. So we'll be working with Cork City Council to meet their aim and vision to be climate neutral by 2030.
And this controversial flyover, the Mangala flyover in Douglas, that's gone.
That's now not part of the Bus Connects proposals, yes.
People will have 8 weeks to give their feedback. This is a set of proposals number two. If it meets with, a hostile public reaction, will you be back to the drawing board?
Well, we don't expect to meet with a hostile public reaction. We again want to engage with local communities, and we hope to get a significant response. That's what we expect. We hope we've met a lot of the issues that people have raised with us. But if we find that there's still a number of issues that requires a number further change, we'll make that decision when we've gone through this consultation, whether there's a further round needed.
All right. Anne Graham, CEO of the National Transport Authority, thanks very much for that. After the break, we'll be hearing about that plan to significantly increase the number of children in our schools, in our primary schools, who can avail of hot school meals.